Let's head out further west, Napa, California. Gordon, hello. Welcome. Good to have you on The Inner Life today.
Thanks for having me. an experience we have with my wife, she passed in June of this past year. Matter of fact, June 25th, which is yesterday. She's been very ill for various reasons over the last 4 years, including dialysis. She came home from the dialysis, and she was totally unaware of where she was at or anything else. I had promised her a dance when she got home. That's all she could say, I want to dance. But I know something was very wrong, so we took her to Kaiser and Vallejo, and they would not allow anybody in, except for the sick. And so I sat outside for 2 days, on and off, trying to get, you know, word as how she's doing. And finally got a call from her doctor, who was very good, very compassionate, saying, you better come in, and I'll arrange it so you and your family could come in. We did. And for our last visit, she couldn't see anymore, but I could tell by her eyes. We just looked at each other, but she knew we were there. She was telling me she wants the priest. We had talked about that before. So I called the chaplain there, trying to arrange it. Our parish priest was not available. So I called another, a good friend priest, and he says, sure, I'll come right over. They wouldn't let him in. He argued with them. They wouldn't let him in. So I called the chaplain again. He says, oh, I make arrangements. Just tell him to come back. I'll get him in, everything else. Came back again for the second time. Would not let him in. So I was there towards the end, and the nurse there said, we, at a group of us, stay with people when their last are dying, and so I'll take care of her. Hmm. And I took my sister-in-law back home in Napa and got a call from my oldest daughter saying, Dad, you better come bring her, because somehow the priest from here, from Benicia, I said, how did he get in? So heavy traffic that time of day. She left her phone on so we could listen to the anointing and all that. And we did not make it there in time. But we could hear the priest give the last blessing in that respect, everything else. And then the doctor's voice came on, and he says, she's looking at her, says, she's gone. But she stayed awake. She knew that was what she wanted. But what disturbed me is the fact that Kaiser wouldn't let anybody in that we sent. It took somebody from the inside to bring another priest into Kaiser's. And I think to myself, that's not right. That's totally not right. So I have a feeling, you know, that he didn't particularly care for our faith. I know he wasn't that, but such a relief for all of us when she died right after the last blessing, but how much it meant for us in that respect. So I myself, too, have had anointing. I've been in a hospital. I had a bypass operation. And I can't really express how much that last rites, we used to call it extreme unction, means to not only the person who's receiving it, but to the whole family. It's a wonderful sacrament and one that gives you closure to a great extent, knowing that the person that you love, we were married for over 52 years, is finally going to get a reward in heaven.
Yeah, thank you, Gordon. I mean, I'm so grateful that priest was able to get in. I know that it's been a really tough time for hospitals and for the medical profession in general and all the things that dioceses are trying to figure out and stuff, but as I say, I just think we have to keep pushing because, you know, people should not be, as you said, it's not right, you know, for people to be dying alone without their family, without the sacraments. And so we have to keep praying and pushing for that wherever possible. And hopefully that will start to be relieved now. You know, you mentioned some of the other prayers and And it is often the case, by the way, that, you know, one of the things you say is that she died shortly after it was over. And that does happen, that people will kind of hold on, you know, through to receive the sacrament. There's some beautiful prayers in the sacrament itself of anointing is simply some simple words. It's two sentences. It's through the holy anointing, may the Lord in his love and mercy help you with the grace of the Holy Spirit. May the Lord who frees you from sin save you and raise you up. So it's two beautiful sentences, and you're doing it as you're anointing the forehead and the hands. And you know, but there are also, and before that, you place your hands on their head, you know, and it really is sort of epiclesis, you know, bringing the Holy Spirit down upon them. But also, you know, there's some wonderful prayers that go before and after that in the rites of the church, because oftentimes, you know, there's some period of time when the priest can be there and the person is not, is sort of in the process of dying. And very importantly, something I haven't mentioned yet, and that is, you know, there is a special indulgence, with a blessing with an indulgence that happens if somebody is really in danger of death. And that's called an apostolic pardon. And that simply says this, by the authority which the apostolic see has given me, I grant you a full pardon and the remission of all your sins in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. So you have there kind of the final touch. You know, we have the forgiveness of sins and penance. You have the anointing of the sick, the strengthening of the soul and healing, if possible, also physical healing. You have viaticum, you have the bread for the journey home, and then you have the cleansing of all stain of sin. I mean, what Catholic wouldn't want those before they die? So hopefully, you know, whoever's listening will have an opportunity to really renew their love for this sacrament and these sacraments and their desire to have their loved ones receive it as you saw so beautifully and recounted to us, Gordon. So thank you.
Yeah, Gordon, thank you. And our condolences to you and your family on the loss of your wife of 52 years. God bless you for your fidelity, your faithfulness, and the love that the two of you shared and no doubt made a difference in your little world. So God bless you. Thanks for joining us on the program today. Father Carter Griffin is our spiritual director, talking about last rites. When have you been a witness to a family member or loved one receiving last rites or the anointing of the sick? And what was your experience like? How did it impact your faith? Toll-free phone number if you would like to join us, 888-914-9149. Stay with us. We'll be right back. You're listening to The Inner Life on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app.